So we're going to be talking about the new partnership audit rules, I'm going to keep this pretty high level, focusing on the concepts that you need to know in order to draft partnership and LLC agreements to deal with these rules. So we'll move pretty quickly through the concepts. We should have some time for questions at the end. So the old rules were enacted under the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act. They applied to tax years ending on or before December 31, 2017. And the old rules focused on making adjustments to income. So that's an adjustment to income is the result of an audit. If you understated income, you go through an audit and the IRS makes an adjustment to your income. The old rules under TEFRA would make the adjustments at the partner level and would also collect the tax at the partner level. And this made sense because partnerships aren't taxpayers. The tax consequences of the partnership's activities flow through to the partners. So when the audits were made, the adjustments were made, the tax was collected from the partners. The problem with that, from the IRS's perspective, was that it was very inefficient. The IRS is not exactly flush with resources, and especially in the case of very large partnerships, it was inefficient to do 1,000 audits of partners instead of one audit of the partnership. So the rules that we have now that were changed were enacted under the Bipartisan Budget Act. These rules apply to tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2018, and they focus on making adjustments and collecting tax from the partnership rather than the partners.